And now for our feature presentation, Tom Hanks Defense Force, with your hosts, Alex Halpern and Jack Fryer, a podcast for people who love film, television, and Tom Hanks.
Hello and welcome back to Tom Hanks Defense Force. We're back in the saddle recording after a 3-month hiatus because life got in the way, moving house, going to festivals and generally trying to survive in a cost of living crisis Britain with Premier Liz Truss.
Welcome to 2022 UK. There's a lot happening.
Yeah.
So as Dennis Jack was about to go into, do you want to go explain or shall I?
We're doing another mystery pitch. We haven't done one for quite a long time. I think we haven't done one at all this year, I don't think. I think the last one we did was that Bob Iger one last year in lockdown 2020. So yeah,
I think the last time we did it, we were both 11.
So, a lot has changed. So yeah,
a lot has changed.
Too much has changed.
Yeah, we got a million prime ministers.
Yeah.
And we aged like 15 years.
So we're doing another mystery pitch. So basically, the premise of this is we have to give a pitch on the spot, and the others have to make a film based on that pitch. Then we have to explain how we would do it ourselves. So it's a bit of a merry-go-round, but we're going to give it a go and have some fun. And it's horror-themed as well, because it's nearly spooky season.
Yeah, and we are joined by a very special guest today, the wonderful Ellie. Hello.
Hey, hello, everyone.
Hello.
Ellie has been on the podcast
3 years ago, on the Star Wars episode,
It was a Star Wars mystery pitch, wasn't it? Oh, no, it was just a, what is your favourite Star Wars?
How would you make Star Wars?
This is what the cost of living crisis
does. How would you expand the Star Wars franchise in the future, I think it was.
Yes, that was it. That was a good episode. I enjoyed it.
Boy, we absolutely did a smashing job.
We delivered.
100%.
Okay, so yeah, I guess without further ado, because we are unfortunately quite strained for time, which of you would like to pitch your own?
Oh,
the arm is straight up. Jack is front of the class.
So
he's got 12 merits. He is ready to spend his coin.
So the pitch I'd like to do is a pitch. This has been in my head for 3 years. I've really wanted to do it. So here we go. At last, I can unleash the beast. Okay, it's a zombie film at the backdrop of a prime minister or a presidential debate.
Ooh, interesting. Okay. Should we bounce off each other, or do we all want to do one at a time?
Just
or
bounce
you...
off each other. Yeah. I think it's the best way to do it. It's the kindest way to do it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the backdrop is a presidential or prime ministerial. Or prime
like a leadership debate.
Oh, bloody hell. Okay. I mean, you've got the material to go off.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
The first thing that springs to mind, and going off of something that happened recently, which felt very, very apocalyptic to me, was like the storming of the White House that happened. Was it the beginning of January 2021? With the rioters supporting Trump and things like that. That to me felt very apocalyptic. It could be something like that, but with zombies.
That's really interesting.
That what was really happening was a zombie apocalypse, but they were trying to hide
media,
it. The media, just to stop panic and to try and contain it, was playing off.
That's a really good idea. And then there's a moment in the middle of it when Joe Biden says, and now the policy that will end the environmental crisis is they're here. And then everyone suddenly bursts in. And all of a sudden, Joe Radenbaden pulls out this massive, like he just pulls out a two Uzis. And then he's just kind of engages in Biden warfare. Deep State Biden.
Deep State Biden warfare.
That's the title of it, Deep State Biden
Barack
warfare.
Barack Obama comes back and he goes, I left something here. And he pulls open a bookshelf. It's like a whole rack of shotguns.
Nice.
And he pulls one of the guns out and just blows them apart and goes, yes, we can. Yes, we did.
H-O-P-E. Yeah, that's, I mean, this is what happened, isn't it? So,
yeah, this is what actually happened.
Yeah, and this is how we get cancelled on Twitter. But, Sorry, did you have a point, or
I never have a point. That was just the first idea that came into my head.
We're all figuring things out.
We could think of other things, unless Jack wants to. I feel like Jack is super eager to tell us.
I love your Biden idea, like they're here. Like Biden versus the MAGA zombies. That could be an interesting film, yeah.
Yeah, and
you have Steve Bannon, some Uber zombie at the end.
Yeah, and then they're trying to raise the American flag, and a bunch of zombies are trying to like grab it. It's like, yeah, there'll be no assault on our democracy.
Yeah,
how about it's not democracy anymore; it's a diglocracy. And then, a massive Glock is just pulled out, comes out of the sort of the senior sniper windows at the top of Capitol Hill, and it's just sort of doing its rounds like this. Exactly.
God, I wish that was the real thing that actually happened.
Yeah, I mean,
not the sad reality.
God, well, they're so disappointing now.
And the ghost of George Washington comes from the grave of all the presidents to help fight the zombie.
Like the ghost of Stonewall Jackson in Anchorman 2.
So, what I would like, my idea is, I want to do it, it's set at the back of a 2015 prime ministerial election. So it's David Cameron, Nick Clegg, and Ed Miliband all having a debate. Mm. And then There's a local lab nearby. There's always a local lab. There's like wherever something big happens in a film, it's a local lab. Like, why aren't there more local labs in real life? Like the local lab, like find your local scientist, that kind of thing. But anyway,
interesting.
So an outbreak happens, and the zombies swarm the prime ministerial debate, and so it's left in the confusion. Miliband, Cameron, and Clegg have to get out together and work as a team.
Mm. Oh no!
So you have the three leaders of the three big political parties have to escape the rule together. So obviously the British Secret Service are cut off, and they're trying to fight their way to get to David Cameron, but they're too far deep into the BBC. It's in the BBC, they're hiding in the BBC centre.
Mm.
And you could have it so where Graham Norton comes up and saves them, and he tries to get them out to safety, but he ends up sacrificing himself to save them, because he says because of political bias, he has the one who has to go, so...
this is how the plot works,
Why,
guys.
Graham?
And so it turns out, though, they're filming... on one of the stages, they're filming like a war document, like drama. But there was a lucky cock-up where it turns out they actually got live rounds instead of blanks, were delivered in some mix-up.
Interesting.
And you can have a shot to a war zone where they actually find blanks. Like, uh-oh. And yeah, it just cuts back to the BBC. And you could have them like fighting all the zombies together. Then like David Cameron could go, now this is what I call a coalition government.
Yeah.
So yeah, and it ends with them getting to the roof and all getting off together.
Mm.
And yeah, and it turns out they all decide to put their differences together and form one big coalition government together to try and to stop the zombie outbreak. And yeah.
Is there a part in it where Trevor McDonald is at the top of the Capitol saying like, this is the BBE?
Oh
my god.
You could have it where Hugh Edwards goes, strike the news at 10, I'm going to kick some ass, and just pulls like a giant katana under the desk and just jumps off the stage into below.
Hugh Edwards just jumps onto the desk and has like a, like a crossbow.
Oh yeah.
You're just whipping them out from under there. You have no idea what's underneath the actual BBC broadcast.
We don't have any idea what's underneath the desk.
And you could have it where there's the scene of How They Got News For You, and you can hear the theme blasted out distortedly, and there's a zombie Paul Merton in Hisslopper chasing Ed Miliband through the BBC.
Have I got bullets for you? Have I got ammo for you?
Yeah, God. And there could be a bit where they're hiding, and it turns out on the set of Grey Noise, a zombie on the red chair, and they flip the chair, and it ends up like snapping the zombie in half.
Nice.
Yes,
nice.
That's my idea.
Yeah, and then on Countdown, they chop a zombie's head in the middle of it.
That's how I want to go being killed by the Countdown clock.
Jack's mystery picture, like the chest burster coming out of John Hurt, like 3 years in the making.
That's incredible.
That's what it feels like. So that was a great story.
Thank you.
It was.
Right. Amazing. I feel like we're going to have a hard time following up with that. Ellie, would you like to go?
Yeah. So Jack's pitch idea has been brewing for 3 years. He's been tending it, watering it, whispering to it. It took me like a few minutes.
3 minutes.
With my pitch. Yeah, exactly. So.
It's a super growing plant.
And all I know kind of, I've got the movie in my head and the story that I want to go with, but all I'm going to tell you boys is cowboys and aliens with a twist.
Ooh.
I thought you were about to say cowboys and aliens. Like, that's it. Just remake Cowboy and Aliens.
Okay, so I'm going to cast Daniel Craig and Harrison Ford in this.
And that's the twist. We're done.
When I say Cowboys and Aliens, I don't mean the movie Cowboys and Aliens. I mean the theme.
Okay.
Cowboys with Aliens.
Okay, nice. So Cowboys. My pitch starts at the 10-year nice. Anniversary reunion party for Cowboys and Aliens. And
okay, we can go with that.
Yes, and so that obviously... Daniel Craig, he's retired as Bond. Harrison Ford retired as Han Solo. Obviously, Sam Rockwell's stock has shot up massively. He's won the Oscars and he brings it to the party. And everyone's like, Sam, what the hell are you doing? He's like, I just won my Oscar for Three Billboards. I'm like, we know, you're literally holding it. Yeah, and he has to drop it into conversation every time. And it turns out, though, one of the twists, though, is there is an actual alien a good alien, who has seen that film and thought, right, these are the warriors that we need to help save our planet.
Oh, interesting.
So it turns out to be in Meta Galaxy Quest. Of course, Sam Rockwell was Guy Everyman in Galaxy Quest. He's like, oh, not again, please, no.
And you can have all these different aliens on their planet that cowboys are used to fighting, like cacti,
yes.
Giant rattlesnake monsters.
Because it turns out the bad aliens look like bandits. All their costumes and like their culture is heavily based on Clint Eastwood.
Yeah.
Because the transmission reached to them, and this planet leader thought, okay, I like the dollar for a G. We're gonna base our society now off this. Obviously, that leads to lots of oppression against other cultures and to try and take over. So he's like, right, we can only fight cowboys with cowboys. So he gets a transmission of cowboys and this aliens and aliens and. He's like, right, these are the people we need. These are the true warriors.
It's like the Hunger Games, but the factions are called the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Yes.
Yeah. Kind of sad for the people in the latter. But...
So it turns out, obviously, all the cast, they still remember all their cowboy training. So Daniel Craig can actually, like, fully unlasso and tame a horse. And there's a scene where he and Harrison Ford on these six-legged alien horses firing revolvers at the aliens.
Just going super fast because of the extra set of legs.
Yeah.
They're like... Just riding like giant millipedes, western millipedes.
Oh my god, yes, with like a little cowboy hat.
Yeah.
Yes. And then it turns out the sandworm from Dune shows up as well, and they've got to somehow fight the sandworm from Dune.
Nice. And the worm from Cloud Atlas, the little tiny one.
Yeah.
Oh god.
And they're siblings. And it's a revenge story. Oh god, this is literally going to the Wild West.
It's going so far away from the pitch that I got as well, which is amazing.
Hey, yes, we're here for days. We're here for days, and by days I mean half an hour. Absolutely, and. Oh, yeah. So they have to tell this story to everyone at the Cowboys and Aliens reunion party, but they just don't have any footage. So they take that scene from Dune at the end of part one, where you see the worm rider, and they just, like, really awkwardly Photoshop Clint Eastwood's face onto the top of it. But, like, even in the really bad sort of Photoshopping edition where the head is just moving around, and just, like, completely... The same expression is completely static. So they show them that, and then, and Sam Rockwell's like, Sam Rockwell, who else comes to the party?
So obviously,
Charles
Dancer, he's not in the film, he's there. Also, we've got Clancy Brown, Olivia Wilde, Paul Dano, Keith Carradine, they were all in the film, so yeah.
Absolutely.
Kurt Russell's son was named Wyatt Russell, he was Wyatt in as well, Russell. So he's now obviously like, big famous Marvel man, so he's... uses his training from playing US agent he manages to create a shield out of lots of different is it horseshoes? That's it, yeah. And to like fully on go full commando and like skills and like beat aliens, yeah.
And the aliens call him Big Famous Marvel Man. That's except for this one alien who calls him Big Famous Black Mirror Man. And there's a tiff at various points over how the Supreme Wyatt Russell should be referred to. In fact, they drop him out of the ship a couple of times and sort of zooming back up again.
But the thing is, though, what you think is Kurt Russell underneath of a trampoline, so he keeps going back up, and being Goldie Hawn just running under the ship.
That's what I'm saying. And every while, it's just there with like a giant umbrella trying to catch him.
The film can end there, it's like they need to destroy the worm, so they load Sam Rockwell's Oscar into a cannon and shoot it in the exact right point to kill it, and that's how it does.
Ooh, nice.
And the film ends with like Sam Rockwell knocking on the Academy door going, can I have a replacement Oscar please? I lost it in like a worm accident. But, like, what? So that's the post-credit scene.
And then, even bigger twist, it turns out the UFO is actually someone like a giant belly button floating over the Wild West.
Oh my god, like the end of Men in Black, just their locker just drove into a bigger world. Yes.
Yeah, and the giant person who's floating over the Earth and aliens live in its belly button is Elon Musk. Of course, no, Liz Truss. That's, and it's also
this
in the UK.
Is what I'm going to call it. I'm going to call it. It's getting.
So, yeah.
I think we did it right.
Yeah.
How was it?
Wow. That's. I was not prepared.
I love the idea the first things Harrison Ford does post pandemic is go to the Cowboy Canadians reunion party.
people have been dying to go back.
The 10-year anniversary of that film that took place last year and it went completely under the radar.
It was right.
Apart from the one guy who is his favourite film.
That's why people raided the Capitol, because they didn't broadcast the Cowboy Canadians reunion. That's why people really attacked
the Friends
the
reunion, yes. The Lord of the Rings, yes, the Cowboy Canadians reunion.
Where was it? Trouble. Where was it? There will be violence.
How would you do your Cowboys Canadian story?
It's like I said, very short. It's fine. I don't go into the amount of detail that you do, and I certainly don't have a cast list and like and a full written script ready to go. Mine was less comic and more like psychological thriller.
Ooh.
So I watched Nope recently. No spoilers. Very
I watched
film.
Cowboys and Aliens recently.
And I'm a sucker for a twist. I'm one of those people that like when there's like a twist like in The Village or Fight Club, I'm always a person that is like, oh, I had no idea.
Yeah.
And
we've all seen Nope, by the way. So yeah, if you want to talk about spoilers, spoiler warning.
Spoiler, you'll probably hear a Nope spoiler.
Well, I'm really because I'm annoying, because I'm one of those people like that just falls for those traps, which. You know, I'm now the target audience for it because I love it. It's really effective for me. So
I think, you know, I do agree with that IT crowd joke of Roy's like, oh, you know, there's a twist. You're going to be looking at the twist the whole film. And yeah.
That is true. But what I did think, it was kind of like a Shutter Island idea a little bit. So it would start off completely in the theme of a typical Western film. And you've got this chief. Typical kind of Midwestern small town chief, probably has a drinking problem, very gruff, very dark kind
nice.
Of
oh, my past. Man Toby Keith.
Doesn't want to talk about it. And he's just trying to kind of keep his town going and suffer from droughts and things like that. But he keeps noticing this weird light in the sky and these weird kind of odd things Ooh. That look like alien technology, and he doesn't know how to talk about it, and he thinks he might be going crazy, and these things keep coming up more and more throughout the film, and the audience starts to think that there may actually be like aliens. What it turns out to be is that I went to a Great Gatsby immersive experience recently.
Oh wow,
where
nice.
You get to dress up in like 20s flapper gear and you're the party, so you get to like dance on the dance
sick.
Floor and the whole play kind of goes on around you and the characters talk to you in person.
That's
and what
amazing.
It actually is an immersive Great Western thing, and he is the main kind of chief, but he's gone a bit crazy, so he thinks he is
nice.
Chief, and all the technology and aliens he's been seeing around him is actually just film equipment. And
nice.
Oh, wow.
That's incredible.
That is great. That's a really interesting story,
that was
actually. You could do a lot about
yeah.
that kind of really interesting themes
about
the way you
like
isolated communities and how they deal with like the modern world
yes.
and like the technological
I love
revolution.
That stuff. Like the village and everything. Like I haven't even seen the village all the way through,
can,
but just that idea of it
you
being
can,
kind of like
yeah.
village
yeah,
spoilers
yeah.
if you haven't
you
seen
can,
it.
Like, you could do it like the Truman Show in a way, where
yeah.
he's like a method actor, but he stayed in character so long he couldn't get out of it.
Mm.
So the studio built an elaborate reality TV show around him instead of giving him the professional help he needs. So
yeah. And
yes.
a shake of Rees-Mogg.
Now look here, I think that is a flying saucer, you see. But yes, Jacob, it is.
This man has clearly been in the Wild West for years and years. Yeah,
the Wild West of South Shields.
Oh, God.
That was really interesting. That was
I
really
like
good.
That.
Thank
good.
You.
Yeah, really, really strong concept.
I think we're going to watch Cowboys Aliens tonight, aren't we?
Just the parts with the worm and the
yeah.
sheriff.
Yeah.
And,
so your turn now. Save
right.
best or last.
Oh, I had to know about that.
You got the lead.
Okay, so my pitch for you guys is... Okay, stuff of nightmares.
No.
Here we go. Real horror themed. Jeff Bezos hunts you...
Okay.
Oh no.
So I'm gonna start this. Okay, so
are we bouncing off of
yeah,
each other?
So I'm gonna start this film with Jeff Bezos playing himself, of course. And yeah, it's in an Amazon warehouse, and Amazon productivity at this warehouse is shockingly low. No matter how many managers and enforcers they bring in, they can't get the workers to do it right. So Jeff Bezos goes, right, I'm gonna, if you can't let someone else do it, you got to do, want something done right, do it yourself. So he comes to the warehouse and starts, and like, he starts coming down, and everyone thinks like, oh, it's Jeff, we better, so productivity starts slightly, it's not enough for Amazon levels, like Amazon Prime packages are coming 2 days late. They're late, and obviously it's causing grief for Amazon. It's one area, like everywhere else is like fine, but if it's one area, they cannot work out why productivity is so low. So it turns out, so Jeff Bezos starts hunting people, and he starts saying, right, you need to be motivated more, so I'm going to attach this headset to you, and when I notice your productivity is down, I will speak to you personally. So he starts doing ASMR, like, work harder, like, pack faster. And everyone starts going, like, crazy. Because they've got Jeff Bezos in their ear. So, like, someone's on the toilet is going, like, shit, faster. And, like, yeah.
It's like having an electric buzzer, kind of.
Yeah. And then, like, so it starts to, like, build people up. But people start getting really frazzled and, like, start going more deranged. But people then eventually just start, just one person eventually just snaps and, like, beats someone to death with an Alexa. Ooh. And yeah, it goes, obviously then like a riot breaks out and Jeff Bezos obviously has to escape. And it turns out though, one of the reasons productivity is so low is because this Amazon warehouse was built on a Celtic burial ground in England.
Wow.
And it turns out the spirits have been disturbed by all the Amazon drones and productivity, and like the consistent activity on the site has riled them. So they're slowly getting back by corrupting the minds of the workers in there, slowly making them slower. And Jeff Bezos, trying to enrage them, has set them up, eventually causes the spirit just to snap. It's a combination of everything, and so it turns out that the warehouse ends it, like Bezos escapes, and obviously a suspicious warehouse fire kind of destroys it and traps all the workers, and the warehouse, Amazon warehouse, is just demolished, and it's moved site, and Amazon just like bribe everyone to keep it under wraps. And then the film ends though with like another company, with a big another company, let's just say Sony, for example, their warehouse is built in the ground. You're thinking, oh no, what could go wrong next? So I kind of took over that. Sorry.
You know what? When I said, "Are we just going to bounce off?" But even before I'd finished that sentence, I was like, "There's going to be no bouncing."
Sorry.
I'm just going to sit back and I'm just going to watch the magic happen, and I have literally nothing to add.
Yeah.
What could I possibly add to that?
Anything, any sentence, any logline, title.
Oh
like.
God! Yeah. What happened? The only thing I would say is that we need a little bit more Jeff Bezos. Is that Jeff? You mentioned the Celtic burial ground,
yeah.
So maybe like one of the ghosts overtakes Jeff's mind and he becomes like a psychotic kind of, like, he's so after them, and that's it affects the workers' minds, but it also affects his mind, so that's why he's like, shit, fast.
And it's just
manic,
and
it's like,
yeah, you could see Bezos escapes, but you could tell afterwards he's still not quite right,
he's
and
like
then,
falling
and
up
yeah
the ceiling.
And like there's this ghost of this druid that's continuously whispering in his ear and like in all these board meetings.
Oh, interesting.
Just like trying to get so he's cursed for life, Bezos, now. So
wow.
And then he starts investing into Amazon Paranormal. So that's like a Tarka spin up, yeah.
Amazon Spooky.
Amazon Ghostbusters.
Amazon Spooky.
It's all everything's on like night mode all the time. Even during the day to make it extra scary.
Do you have anything to add to that, Alex, on how you do Jeff Bezos hunts you with ASMR?
Okay, it's called Your Whispers Are Due to Be Delivered on Friday the 13th.
Wow.
That's what it's called.
Okay.
And Bill Gates and his family move into this house they're going to move into somewhere in Michigan.
Okay.
And and Mini Gates starts, as opposed to Macro Gates, hearing these whisperings in the wall. And at first they're like, okay, well, yeah, who's that voice that's making us feel so drowsy and relaxed all the time? It's a very pleasant haunting. everyone keeps on falling asleep, and they realise that how it's because we just hear this soothing whispering. And then they think, maybe an ASMR artist is living in the walls of this house, and that's why we're just asleep all the time. It turns out there's a massive twist where it's not Jeff Bezos in the wall, but they're trialing the Amazon house, like a build your own house thing. So kind of similar to your concept, Jack, where, well, like both your concepts even, where...
Not really. I didn't focus on me having a concept.
Hey, I'd say it. There's some great additions at the end. Don't worry.
Yeah.
Teamwork makes the dream work.
Yeah.
There's no I in team. Or Team America. And so it turns out that, they're trialing this Amazon build your own house, and Jeff Bezos just have these little microphones around the home where he's like, this is how you build the living room. And then it's a little bit like a scene in The Conjuring where she's trapped in the basement and then the hands come out and clap.
Yes.
But the mum, Mrs. Gates, set in an alternate reality where Bill Gates is now married again.
Yeah.
To a new wife. And
who's played by Charlize Theron.
Who's played by Charlize Theron. And but instead of coming out and clapping, the hands come out and do the sort of ASMR like rubbing.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
And so she just falls asleep and it's not scary at all. Like, there's no supernatural
she
anything.
She gets some long nails getting like a hard surface. And like,
Jeff Bezos' massive dench hands come out like crush almonds beneath his palm.
And you can see the Shimo as a disco ball. It's actually Jeff Bezos' head upside down coming down from the ceiling.
Oh, nice.
That is terrifying.
And then he flips the bed because he's so jacked. You are now listening to the Joe Rogan Experience.
And you could see a scene where like a spaceship flies overhead. It's actually just Jeff Bezos trying out his next Blue Horizon ship.
Nice.
Yeah. And then, it's not a UFO, it's just Jeff Bezos.
And then to tie it into the universe, that's the same ship that the sheriff sees in your western. Oh, it's all tied together.
I know, it's amazing.
It's a new Cornetto trilogy.
Yeah, the Jack's birthday horror mystery pitch expanded universe.
Yeah.
There's an expanded universe for everything. We have an expanded universe for our dogs at home. Yeah, and now for Jeff Bezos, clearly.
The Bezos Cinematic Universe for BCU.
Yeah. Oh, I can't wait till the ASMR Cinematic Universe comes out.
Yeah.
It's going to be relaxing. Eleanor is loving it.
No. Yeah,
Eleanor is producing that film herself. One monthly package at a time.
Oh yeah.
Do either of you have anything to
No, but I feel like Benedict Wong, who plays Wong in the Marvel films, needs to be in this film somehow. Like, he could be their neighbour who's actually trying to bring Bezos down because his package never arrived and he got charged and never got the refund.
Nothing to do with like any kind of ethical issues or anything, it's just because his package
He's like, no, I'm a shareholder, I'm just pissed off my package never arrived.
And then just dings Jeff Bezos' doorbell and says, your Christmas have arrived today!
And the package is his 10-year anniversary copy of Cowboys and Aliens.
Yeah, nice.
It's signed by Daniel Craig.
Everyone's there.
Yeah,
I mean, Charlize Theron comes out of character at some point. There's various people break the fourth wall. Wow, there's so much expansion to this expanded universe, and then they all go and raid the Capitol. Yeah, and then one of them becomes the president of America. And the United States of
And George Clooney can play Bill Gates.
Yeah.
Yes. Or Richard Gere. Those are the two I see. If Bill Gates is in a film, they're the two I see playing him. If he was Bill Gates now.
Yeah. Oh, that's interesting. Yeah. Because Richard Gere would be a good Biden as well.
Yeah, I think he would, yeah.
That'd be quite interesting. Mm. All right. And ladies and gentlemen, a film by Tom Green. I guess does. I mean, we're coming up to half an hour, but does anyone have any additions to mystical, fantastic.
No, but I like the idea for the Cowboys Aliens film. I think John Carpenter and Cody Carpenter do the soundtrack. And Dance of the Dead could do the theme song as well, yeah.
Yeah, oh, they can.
Yes.
Do, 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 do.
Yeah.
This is Halloween. Yeah, that's what's playing in the background at all times. That's the Easter egg.
You just hear like little notes it, but you can't piece it together until the end.
Yeah.
And Henry Selick's in the loft the whole time.
Yeah.
And they have it where if you go and see it in the cinema, they have it gently playing over like in the toilets and on the corridor as well, so it always follows you home after you see the movie.
Nice. Oh my goodness.
I have no comments other than the fact that I don't want to think about Jeff Bezos in ASMR anymore.
Wow. I think that's a good place to end it.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not just beginning because there's going to be Jeff Bezos and ASMR flying at this group of people left, right and centre. Especially you guys. All right. Ellie, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me.
Jack, thank you so much for having a birthday.
Thank you very much. Thank you for my parents for giving birth to me.
Thank you, Mr. and Mrs. Fry. Thank you for listening. You can find us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts and in soon-to-be ASMR YouTube channels and on Amazon. Thank you for listening. We'll be back next time with more, not ASMR, more podcasts, more mystery pitches, more analyses of the industry past, and some things in the industry which have not yet come to pass. Ladies and gentlemen, good night.
Good night. Good night.
Bye.
Bye.
Catch you soon. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Tom Hanks Defence Force. Find us and join the conversation on social media.